Open enrollment is now underway for health plans under Obamacare. The government is taking aim at young, healthy adults to buy in this year. One big reason for that is that they will help offset the costs of older, sicker people on those health plans. As part of Health News Florida's series on open enrollment, Megan Milanese reports on why health care is an afterthought for some of these so-called invincibles.
Christian Ward lounges on a couch in the University of South Florida Student Center in Tampa. Crutches are propped against the armrest, and he stretches out his leg, which is covered in a cast up to his thigh. Like a lot of college students, his parents handle his health insurance. He'll tell you that having it definitely came in handy during his moment of need.
Well, I'm sitting on a broken leg right now, and that was pretty nice to not have to pay for expensive surgeries. I actually just got a copy of the bill this week. And, yeah, that was nice.
He has health insurance because of the part of the Affordable Care Act that says insurance companies must give parents the option of having their kids on the family plan until they turn 26. Susanna Perez Field is the program coordinator for the Student Health Services Insurance Office at USF in Tampa. She says though many students can rely on their parents for coverage, plenty still need to buy their own plans.
Students have a lot of questions. There's a lot of uncertainty. And in terms of how this enrollment period would affect them, it's really more about how do I do this and what are my options and how do I get support in seeking these options.
Between paying for classes and scrounging up funds for the occasional pizza delivery, it can be hard for students to come up with the cash to buy a health plan. Jody Ray is the project director for Florida Covering Kids and Families, a healthcare advocacy group. She says many students don't make enough money to qualify for tax credits to help pay for a plan on healthcare.gov.
We still see students whose income largely depends on student loans, which is not counted as income. Unfortunately, for those students, they then don't qualify for tax credits and cost sharing.
Sharuk Muhammad is 25. She's a student at Hillsborough Community College and works at McDonald's. Her job doesn't offer her insurance, so she's on her own. She tried signing up last year, but gave up.
I don't want to say that, but it is unbeneficial. It is like, it's just a waste of time and money for them, and it's not beneficial for people. Because I tried it, and I thought it's going to be like too much potential, but it is not helpful at all.
She says the health plans were too expensive. During last year's enrollment period, the number of uninsured young adults dropped by 10%, more than any other age group. That's 5.7 million young people that now have coverage when they didn't before. But Perez Field, the campus insurance coordinator, says it may be difficult to overcome students' attitudes about health care.
A large number of students don't recognize the importance of health insurance. They think that they are invincible and that their youth makes them invincible to pretty much anything that, you know, that they would need health insurance for.
Sabrina Corlett is the project director at Georgetown University's Center on Health Insurance Reforms. She says that the key to getting these young invincibles to enroll is to make sure they know there's a fine for not signing up.
You know, people need to understand that that penalty is going to go up if they don't get coverage in 2015, and that could motivate more young people to sign up.
Back at the student center at USF, Christian Ward, the guy with the broken leg, was sitting next to his friend Ethan Zelinskis. He's also covered under his parents' plan.
It's nice to have. I think I'd be able to, like, at least at the stage I am right now, be able to manage without it, but it's a nice convenience that if anything were to happen, you kind of have that net.
He'll have that net, health insurance coverage through his parents' plan, until he turns 26. After that, he'll have to do his own shopping for health coverage. For Health News Florida, I'm Megan Milanese.
You can hear other stories in our series on open enrollment at healthnewsflorida.org.